Getting started on YouTube really is as easy as picking up the camera and pressing record. But sustaining on YouTube is usually the hardest part for creators. And that's why I'm excited about today's interview, because Tony from the Think Media team interviews two YouTubers, well, business owners, who are sustainably running YouTube channels that have each reached over 4 million views. I'm excited to dive into this week's episode. Welcome to the Think Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast for growing and scaling your business with online video. I'm Heather Torres.
And I'm Sean Cannell, and we're from Think Media. And if this is your first time listening, welcome.
This show is dedicated to helping you learn how to get your content noticed and the latest money-making strategies working right now online. So whether you want to grow your YouTube channel or you want to maximize video across all of social media, this podcast is for you. Well, if you are anything like me, you love a great success story. And today's episode has not one, but two amazing success stories. The first one comes from Nicole of Kids OT Help. Nicole is a parenting coach, a speaker, and a kids occupational therapist. She has built a thriving community of moms of over 85,000 subscribers and over 4 million views. She actually had one of her videos go viral, which has allowed her to reach so many moms in those early stages of motherhood. And the second is Ben from Keto Camp. Ben is a best-selling author who has built an online empire dedicated to helping people live a healthier lifestyle. He started YouTube just over a year ago, and he just surpassed 100,000 subscribers with over 4 million views. Now, all of the numbers, all the accolades sound great, but what's it really like? What's the struggle like? What was it like getting started? And how do you sustain this while also growing a business? I think these are critical questions to be asking, because I know as a business owner, it can be so difficult to not just get started, but to keep going. So let's dive into today's episode, where Tony from the Think team interviews both Nicole and Ben, and we get into all the juicy details of how they did it. Coming up,
I want to hear what maybe your guys' experiences was when you were first starting your channel, and maybe some of maybe the challenges that went along with that, and how you were able to overcome that. And I'd love to start with Ben first. How did you start? What was that like for you?
Yeah, when I launched my channel, I made a commitment to put out a new video every Monday and Friday. And I got really clear on my why. Why do I want to put out these videos? Why do I have a channel? And I believe once you get clear on your why, the how becomes much easier. So for me, it was a very slow start right from the get-go, right? I was putting out a video Monday and Friday, and it didn't grow as fast as I would like, but I was committed to the message, and I really thought, I believe that it was just the universe way of testing me. So I was that stream that beat the rock, because at the end of the day, it's consistency that wins. So Monday, Friday, sharing with everybody, incorporating some of the things you're learning, the framework, and all of a sudden I had one video. So let me just rewind for a second. I launched my channel 17 months ago. I'm about to hit 100K. But the first five months in or so, I had 342 subscribers. One of my videos started to go viral, right? But I believe the fact that happened was because I was so consistent, and it was a test for me, right? So there were times where I wanted to give up. There were times where I was frustrated because the growth wasn't there, but I committed to releasing a video every Monday and every Friday because I was clear on my why. So I would want you, and I challenge you, to get clear on your why. Why do you have your channel? Why do you want to launch a channel? Why do you want to get this information out there? Who is it going to help? And put that in front of you on a consistent basis. And then when you don't get the growth as fast as you want, that's going to help you persevere. And it's just the universe's way of testing you. So fast forward to today, 94,000 subscribers in about 17 months. And I've even increased it and learned along the way. But yeah, that's my word of encouragement for you. Get strong on your why, and the how becomes easier.
Well, I have to just applaud Ben there, because that's amazing, the results he got in 17 months. And so much of what I want to say is going to piggyback off of that. So Ben knew his why right away, and he committed to taking consistent action. And I started very differently. I was not consistent. I wanted to tiptoe, and I was in my head a lot. So I was constantly like, ooh, is this what I want to do? I'm worried about what people are going to think. So just stuck in my head and stuck in my fears. And that kept me from committing and being consistent for probably a good year and a half or so. But when I did make the decision to be committed, and it started with just one video a week, I have a 4-year-old son now, but at the time he was pretty young. I was like, all right, let's do this one video a week. Things did shift. And at that same time, I was implementing a lot of these pieces of the framework that you guys are using. And it took a little while for that to fall into the algorithm and for YouTube to pick it up. But like Ben, I had a video that took off and went viral. And it was at that point where I was like, okay, I see the potential of this. And what I really want to like share with you guys, as well as Ben saying, I want to challenge you with this, is I think about the time I've sort of wasted dilly-dallying. I'm like, so now it's been 4 years that I've been on YouTube. And two of those years I was in my head. And so if I started from the beginning and I said, what's my vision? What's my vision? And who do I need to be to accomplish what's in my vision? So how does that person show up? Well, that person doesn't dilly-dally. That person says, I'm going to do one video a week. She does one video a week. That person gets scared. She moves through the tools that she has to help her show up, whether that's meditation, whether that's journaling, whatever it may be. Clear it, let it go. And something else I want to add is that a lot of times when we are in our head and we're thinking about what other people are going to think about us, we're forgetting that there are other viewers out there who are waiting for the video that we're going to put out. I can look back now and I can say, oh my goodness, like the messages and the emails I receive thanking me for doing the work and showing up and putting out this content has truly made a difference in other people's lives. And I promise you the same will be true for you. So it's getting out of your own way, being clear on that vision, and then saying, how does that person who has all of these things in my vision show up and be consistent? And I promise you growth will happen.
That's amazing. And what's so cool is I feel like everybody has a journey on YouTube, right? And it's, I think it's important for, you know, people to realize like there's some weeks you're not going to make the once a week. Like it happens to me. It happens to a lot of us, but there's a matter of creating that consistent vision of why and go, no, I'm going to commit to keep going for that goal, keep building this channel. And I'm really interested to know for you guys, when did you start seeing, you know, I kind of mentioned last night in the interview, if you guys were watching in the chat, I mentioned that sometimes I feel like when you're starting a YouTube channel, it's kind of like when the way a train travels, you're putting all this fuel in and you're just like putting fuel in and you just feel like, do I have any more fuel to put into this furnace to burn and like keep this thing moving? But then you start getting a little bit of traction and it's almost like extra like pieces of coal start falling to the furnace. And you're like, wait, I'm not putting that in. It's almost like it's re-energizing me now and giving me more motivation and more steam. And so I want to hear from Nicole first. When was the first moment you noticed maybe some of those lumps of coal coming back into your engine from external sources, not just from your inside?
Yeah. Wow. And it's something that continues to happen. So even now, when I get in my head about what my next big goal is, and I'm thinking, oh, it's not happening as quickly, the universe will give me those pieces of coal, as Tony will say. In the beginning, I would say it was a lot of other, I'm a pediatric occupational therapist, so I'm in the healthcare field. And it was a lot of other healthcare professionals that were saying, this is so helpful. Thank you. I'm teaching these concepts that you're talking about in my private practice or where I work, and it's helping a lot of families. So it started with just like the community building and the saying like, I'm here with you. I see what you're doing and I really appreciate it. But then bigger things started taking place. One really big example was I had the vice chair of occupational therapy. So we're run and we're licensed. We're like a licensed association, occupational therapy, and OTs are all over the world. But the vice chair of China reached out to me, found one of my videos on YouTube and said, hey, look, pediatrics is not a well-known or well, you know, worked setting here in China because of the laws that were in place with how many children people could have. But since that had been lifted, they found there's really a need for OTs to learn the pediatric setting. Can I please use your videos on YouTube to help retrain occupational therapists in China? I was like, what? Say who? So we've been working together, and it's just such a beautiful thing. It's impact, impact, impact. And that became so clear in my heart. Like, this is why I'm here. I can reach so many people throughout the world, and I can have my actions have ripple effects that I can't even comprehend in this moment of time. So that's one example, and things continue to come, and it's, you trust, you learn to trust the process. It doesn't always happen on our timeline, but you trust that what you're doing does have an impact, and amazing opportunities lie in the future for you if you continue on your path.
That's amazing. I'm really excited to hear about Ben as well. When did you first notice that coal coming back into the furnace and you being re-inspired by what was actually happening?
Yeah, that was awesome, Sharon, Nicole. Thank you for that, first of all. For me, it reminds me actually of when I was going through my weight loss transformation. But I was obese for most of my life. I don't know if you know that, but I weighed 250 pounds back in 2008. And I went through this transformation. And the reason it reminds me of that is because when I started to embark on this health transformation, similar to embarking on this YouTube goal here, it kind of sucked. You know, I'm not going to lie. When I would go to parties, I would have to eat healthy and my friends would make fun of me. I would work out and I would be sore. So relate that to YouTube. Put out videos, one view, five views, seven views. It kind of sucked. You know, people would say things about you, who does Ben think he is? And it kind of sucked. But here's my formula for success. And then I'll answer Tony's question. The formula for me is suck, 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 cess. Okay. I leaned into the suck and I just kept pushing forward. And I essentially broke the universe is what I call it. So for me, it was similar to what Nicole shared about the emails she's been getting. I'm somebody who's very goal-oriented. So I write down, I haven't missed a day in almost 4 years. And I got this from Grant Cardone, who lives right down the street from me here. I haven't missed a day of writing down my goals every single night and every single morning for almost 4 years. And one of those goals is waking up every day to emails all across the world from people I have impacted with the work that I have done. And it wasn't until my YouTube channel started to really take off that I started to get those emails. And now they're coming in abundance. There's people who have gone through transformations. There's people who have been suicidal, letting me know that my videos helped them get healthy, get off their insulin, get off their meds, and essentially reversed serious diseases that they thought cannot be reversed. So that's, for me, was that coal that Tony talked about that just lights me up and gives me stamina and gives me purpose. And I had to embrace the suck before I got there. But now that fuel, it's lit up. And that's a fire that will not go out for a very long time.
That's amazing. And what I love both you guys said is that I feel like people maybe come into the YouTube. I don't know if you guys are this way. You can let me know. But I feel like sometimes people come into YouTube and thinking they want views, like thinking they want subscribers, thinking they want, and I get where that comes from, but how did you combat that where maybe you came in going like, oh, I need more views, or did that ever cross your mind, or was it always like, no, no matter how many people watch, I'm okay with it? Or how did you battle that mindset, Ben?
Yeah, well, learning from the framework that everybody's learning in here is speaking to one person, you know, looking at, if I'm able to impact the life of one person, that's a blessing in itself. So focusing on that one person, how can I deliver this message? And for me, here's a valuable share that really helped me transform my speaking ability on camera, was getting out of my own mind and how I look, how I sound, do I look cool? Taking my attention off of myself and putting it on the person in front of me, whether it's one person or 100 people. So I started to just focus on one person. And I would make up a name for this person and I would talk to that person. And all of a sudden, it started to grow because I showed up more authentic. And I see that with Nicole, by the way. This is my first time meeting Nicole. She's so authentic. And I imagine she's doing something similar. She's not really focusing on how can I get this into so many people's hands, but she's focusing on that one person. I am as well. How can I make a big difference in their life? So it's just focusing on that one person, taking your attention off yourself and putting it on that person helped me big time.
And how about you, Nicole? What is that like for you?
Ben's killing it over here. I'm like, he's two steps ahead of me, but exactly. Well, so what I want to add on what Ben said is, which was great about the haters, because so much of it was me being in my head about the haters from the start, is that haters are confused fans a lot of times. When we say things, we're going to trigger people sometimes, for better or for worse. And their emotional response may come out in a comment. Some people are emotionally intelligent, others are not. But you have to be okay with that because, as Ben said, it's the power of one. I mean, the life-changing emails that he's been receiving from people, the transformation that can happen. And I think that's why it's just so important to be connected to that why and that vision, because you're speaking to one person. One person can make such a huge difference. For me, I'm very much into intentional parenting or conscious parenting. And I speak about the power of one. If my message can resonate with one person and they feel like, yes, I want to take on this journey to consciously parent my child, the trajectory of their child's life is forever changed. And then that parent's grandchild, right? And then we're shifting generations from the power of one person. So everybody has the ability to deeply impact someone. And so don't let the haters distract you or detract you, because a lot of times they'll come back years later. I mean, I'm sure Sean and Heather are at the point now where people who may have said not nice things in the beginning are like, you know what? I actually got a lot of value out of that. Thank you. You know, people go through their process. So showing compassion and empathy for that and saying like, but look, I got a vision, I got a mission, and I'm staying on track. So yeah, just wanted to add that.
That's amazing. And for you guys being a part of our community and like our, you know, coaching program and Video Ranking Academy, what has it been like being in that community? Like, what is that? How has that impacted your channel when you guys came into contact with it? And not only just the head knowledge, because I always like to think that YouTube is almost, it's like 80% behavior and like consistency and like 20% head knowledge and knowing the right things to do. And all that's important. But how did the community aspect come into play for you, Nicole, with being a part of what we're doing here?
Oh, it's amazing. You just so much support. And again, I'll go back to just like the inner game and having multiple people who understand your journey. It's like all of a sudden you go from feeling like an outsider, because maybe your mom, your dad, your best friends, the people at your 9-to-5 don't understand this path. But you have a community of people who support you and who are taking the same steps, and you feel less alone. And I think that's so important when you're doing something that is scary, when you're doing something that's new, when you're building the muscle to continue. And it's like our confidence is compounded courage, right? So we've got to be courageous time and time and time again until we build the muscle to have the confidence. And a community is so important for that. I'm all about community. And so it's been a huge part of learning, evolving, growing, and success. So it's amazing.
That's awesome. Ben, how about for you? What was it like being a part of the community? How has that helped fuel what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, I love to share about it's a muscle that you develop. I agree with that, Nicole. Yeah. You know, it's one of the best things you can do, because you take decades essentially trying to figure it out on your own. You turn decades into days, like Tony Robbins says. So if you could get access to a community that feels like family, that could guide you, it's like oxygen to your soul. It gives you stamina. It gives you that fire. So you might have heard that your vibe attracts your tribe. Well, you're going to attract an amazing tribe here, and this community is incredible. Something that I was writing down as Nicole was talking about, was speaking, was that if you want to go fast, yeah, go alone. You'll go fast. But if you want to go far and make an impact, you go together. And this community is how you go together. And it's a shortcut to success. And for me, I would do it all over again several times over, because it's made a massive difference in my growth and essentially helping more people on planet Earth. That's what it's about. Getting this information that we know, we believe in, can change lives. And you could do that with community. So it feels like family. Tony, Heather, Sean, everybody that I'm meeting in this community, and now Nicole, it feels like family. They're so encouraging. And that is really oxygen to my soul.
I think that's such a mantra of when you're talking about want to go far, you go together. Mm-hmm. I feel community is something that can be very, like from someone like me who's very tactical and I can think about the tactics and all that, those things, it can be something that someone could overlook and be like, oh, no, I just need to know how the algorithm works. I just need to know how to title my videos. I just need to know those things. And I just have seen time and time again that actually having a community and having those things are going to fire your soul up, and seeing the success of other people and motivating you and reminding you like, this is possible, that I can do this, is vital to having actual longevity. And I just think it's so brilliant that what you guys have done is not even just, you know, you're not even just for yourself now, you're actually inspiring others to do the same. Which is pretty amazing. But I want to kind of jump into some actual videos. Maybe you guys is like your big like videos you're super proud of. And so I want you guys to think that through for a second. What videos you're like, hey, I'm super proud of, and I can pull up and kind of show here what that were, you know, either some of your massive success videos. But I would love to start with Ben. Do you have one that you've had a massive success on, you're really proud of, that you'd like to share?
Yeah. It's 15, I forget the title, but 15 steps all keto beginners must follow. I just released it last December. So that has like 120,000 views, I believe. But that one, I put a lot of, like you talk about the frameworks, you know, research before you record. That one, I did a lot of research beforehand, and I'm really proud of that video.
Amazing. Look at this, 144,000 views, January 1st, 2020. Amazing. It's amazing when like the research and everything takes place and it almost like the stars align. And it's, but you know what's funny about it though, is that we see successes like this, or you see like your big videos. I don't know if you guys can relate, but I feel like not every video is going to have that feeling for you though. Like there's going to be videos, and you guys probably can relate to that, where it's okay, the stars didn't align. I thought they would align and they didn't. And what do you guys do? Like for this video, for example, Ben, like in between this video, was there a lot of successes just as successful as this one?
No, there wasn't. I mean, got to define the word success there. I think all the videos are successful as long as I research them and I put it out there, but they weren't as impactful as this one. No, there's, you know, you just, it's the consistency that Nicole and I are talking about. You know, you become consistent, all of a sudden you're going to have those videos that take off, those videos that don't take off. But if you follow the framework, they're all going to be successful. So that's my thought on that.
That's amazing. Now, Nicole, maybe you can walk us through a story of like one of the videos you're like super proud of. How did it come into being? How did the video get made? What happened with it?
So my viral video is Tummy Time for Newborns. And the timing is actually really funny because I think that was the first video that I created right after I had joined the coaching, the YouTube coaching, and implemented the framework. Interestingly enough, YouTube, again, as I mentioned before, it's not something that took off right away. It actually took a few months for it to fall into the algorithm. And it did. It just took off. That's how most of my viewers find me. And we hit 1 million views in October. And now we're almost at 2 million views, like some 7 months later. So it's crazy. And as Ben said, obviously, not every video is going to perform like that. But when you have a video that does well, that can be your anchor point. That's where people can find you. That video brings in 3,000 new opt-ins on my email list a month. So it only takes one video. You know, it only takes one video, and you keep going, and you never know. It may be months, a year later, the video that you did a year ago falls into the algorithm and it starts ranking. So as Ben said, consistency, keep your eye on your vision, and magic happens.
It's amazing. I think it's very much, you develop a consistency of posting, develop a consistency, and it's almost like you just keep not trying to, I feel like the big fight with YouTube is fighting discouragement and fighting, like that's the fight. You know, maybe we think like, oh, my competition is, you know, all these other people. It's fighting the fight of being discouraged about maybe where you think you should be, or where I should be this far. I should have this. I should be like Ben, right? 17 months. I mean, this guy's like got a full Titan company. But I would love to hear what kind of results you're seeing now, Ben, with you and your business, and how you're able to monetize that those things. Because people are wondering about that. They go, how do I turn this YouTube into an actual business? How are you doing that right now?
Yeah, I just love what you just shared, Tony, because it's really not about competing against me or Nicole or really anybody else. I have shirts that I wear all the time that says beat yesterday. It's about beating who you were yesterday. And that's who your competition is. That's the only competition, is who you were yesterday. And if you could just beat yesterday, you're a success in my eyes. And yeah, your question is, what has it done for me in terms of my business? It has been the biggest source for those finding my work. It's YouTube, number one for me. Podcast is second, YouTube is number one. So I've been able to obtain over 30,000 emails just from YouTube. So like Nicole was sharing, which is amazing with that video, I've been able to get 30,000 people, over 30,000 people opt into my emails from just YouTube. Okay. And I didn't spend a cent on any of those emails. I haven't even run any YouTube ads yet. So that's those people who are actually saying, I want more of your information. I want you to send me emails. So what has that done for me financially? It's been a game changer. here's something that I hope inspires you. I live in beautiful Miami Beach, Florida. I live in this nice, beautiful building with my girlfriend. YouTube covers my rent and more, okay? So just from you turning ads on from YouTube, not from business, not from what it does to my business, but just turning on ads pays for my rent. Now, you could transfer all those emails that I now use for affiliates and into my programs, and it's much, much more than that. But just by turning on ads, it pays for my rent. So it's been a game changer for my brand, for my business, for more speaking gigs, for more podcast opportunities. And my podcast, by the way, the Keto Camp podcast, it's a top 15 podcast in the United States. And the reason it is because I had so many emails that I collected from YouTube that I could share the podcast with. So it's just now trickling into all my other social medias. But for me, all roads lead to YouTube.
That's incredible. Awesome. That's amazing. And what I would love to do is, like, Nicole as well, how is YouTube, not only with YouTube ads as well, like Ben mentioned, that's like incredible for you. How are you monetizing? How are you seeing your business grow as a result of putting consistent videos on YouTube?
Yeah, that's incredible, Ben. Congratulations. For me, again, as Ben was saying, it's like we have this funnel that we've created, right? Like, this is where people discover us. I have thousands of people coming in on my email list a month. And then from there, they're getting introduced to various offers that I have. So I have a whole suite of courses for brand new mamas. So Tummy Time course, I have how to transition from breast milk or formula to solid foods. And then I just recently did a breastfeeding course for moms. I now offer private coaching. So especially for my entrepreneur mamas, it's like, how do we balance all of this? How do we show up as intentional parents, but also build the legacy that we came here to build, that we have the vision to build? So it's just bringing so many people into my world. And again, for me, it's like these opportunities that come out of the realm of potentiality. Like, I was just emailed by a book publisher that's like, we're interested in doing a series with you. Would you like to write a proposal? And so these are all things that weren't even on my radar, but they allow me to expand my business and my vision and have various streams of income. So that way, you know, I'm not just relying on any one thing, which has been amazing for me. And as Ben said, it's like, I just recently launched a podcast. So now I can take these email subscribers and redirect them to the podcast or my private Facebook group that I have. So it's just this endless opportunity when you are able to be discovered on YouTube. It's amazing.
That's incredible. So, and I imagine, like, both of you guys obviously are monetizing your channels, not I bet you YouTube's probably not the only way, and maybe not even the biggest piece of the chunk of how you're able to monetize on YouTube. Would that be correct with you guys?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be correct. Amazing. And so, Ben, are you doing courses as well? Online courses?
Yeah. So I have what's called my Keto Camp Academy. So it's a membership. It's $39 a month. And I have almost 300 members in there, mostly from YouTube. And I asked them, you know, where did you discover me? And it's 90% plus from YouTube. So that's just one avenue. And then I do one-on-one coaching, like Nicole says, and affiliate marketing. A lot of the things that you're learning in the framework, I do. So it's multiple streams of income. Equaling multiple streams of impact. You know, the more income you make, the more of an impact you can make in this world. And I'm a believer that we live in an abundant world. And one of my favorite quotes is, from abundance, he took abundance, and what remained was abundance. So everybody's due their fair share of abundance. It is our birthright. And right now, more than ever, with what's happening in the world, online, it's where it's at. Google is the number one search platform in the world. Google owns YouTube, but YouTube is number two. So it's just going to expand even more, especially as more people enter the online world. YouTube is where it's at.
That's amazing. And one of the questions I asked last night on my interview that I'm really excited to see your guys' take on this is, if you were to start YouTube all over again, if you were to go back to day zero with all the knowledge and experience you have now, what are the two or three things that you would focus on first? So where would you apply your energy, your spare time? I mean, maybe working full time, obviously being a parent, like, where would you invest your limited time? Where would you invest in that first? And let's start with Nicole on this one.
For me, it would definitely be the inner work first and getting very clear on my vision. Because when I first started, I don't think I had the tools to help me be in alignment and be consistent. So I've learned now how important that is. You know, again, if you need a mentor or a coach or whatever it is here you have this community of people with all these brilliant stories of their lives and what they're doing to like push through these tough times. And when I first started YouTube, I didn't have that. So you could see the power of community. So in hindsight, I would have started with this. It took me a year and a half to find Sean and Heather and everybody. So it is what it is. But then also, I think that Ben brought up a great point. It's just that clarity and that commitment. If I would have set, okay, what am I really committing? What am I doing on here? What's the game plan? And how am I going to get from A to Z? Things could have happened faster. So inner work, community, and then just, again, that clarity on why and the strategy of how.
That's amazing. And you know what's funny about that about all those things you said, and even like last night when I'm picking up here, is no one said, oh, like I would have gotten a better camera. Or like, oh, I would have learned what frame rate was, or I would have learned, you know, this, like no one's saying that, because those are just like ingredients in the recipe. It's not the main part of the recipe. And Ben, I'm really interested to hear your answer on this. Where would you focus your first two or three areas if you were starting all over with everything you know now?
Yeah. Better equipment. No, I'm just kidding. what Nicole just said, inner work, inner sizing, you know, getting clear on your why. Really, get clear on it, write it out in front of you. You talked about the clarity. I forget what you said, that you have a clarity report. Fill that out and get clear and keep it in front of you. I think it's important to keep it in front of you. Put it on your wall, put it as your wallpaper. So get clear first. And then, yes, investing in these courses, investing in whatever Sean and Heather has for you, because it's a shortcut to success. It's an investment in your brand, in your message, and in your company, whatever you want to develop in this world. So get clear on your why. Keep that why in front of you, and then invest in proven methods, right? I'm a big believer that we should seek counsel, not seek opinions, okay? That's the difference between asking your friends what they think about your YouTube channel versus asking Heather or Tony or somebody who actually knows this stuff. So seek counsel, and this is the best opportunity to do so. And what I said earlier, it takes those decades of research and frustration, and it turns those decades into days. So clarity, and then do whatever it takes to get access to this information to learn how to do it.
We have a question in the chat that I saw pop up, which I'm really interested in, is giving an example of your why. And so I'd be really interested to know what your guys' whys are. Why did you, what was your motivational that kept you through that thing that you kept in front of you, Ben, or Nicole, the things inside of you that was really buzzing around that kept you pushing through? Let's start with Nicole. What was that thing for you?
Well, it's evolved over the years, and I think that it's okay for that to happen. I think that is a representation of your growth as a person. So when I first started, and I was really clear on what I was doing and why I was doing it, it was because as an occupational therapist, I was working in an outpatient setting, and I was working with kids who were severely physically disabled. And it's beautiful work, but it's hard sometimes on the therapist, because with that particular population, you don't always see them progressing. It's almost like a maintenance of where they are. And there's this yearning to help people go further. And so I really wanted to take my knowledge and try to impact as many parents as I possibly could around the world. Because if I couldn't make a huge difference in that particular setting, you know, we're doing our best. The information I held could make a huge difference for other kiddos and parents who might not have access to therapy. So that was originally my why. And now, as I've really grown as a woman, a friend, a wife, a mother specifically, and intentional and conscious parenting has been on my heart. My why is about really changing how we show up as leaders for our kids. And I really think that, you know, we keep going back to the inner work, but if we have this awareness and we can develop the emotional intelligence within ourselves, this is going to have a huge impact on our children and future generations. So it's still about children, but I've realized over the years, I can give all the information to parents about child development, but it really starts with us. So now it's going back and saying, like, we're step one. We need to learn to lead ourselves before we lead our kiddos. And so how can I guide you through that? Like, how can we come together as a community and impact the world?
That's a pretty amazing why. That's amazing. Ben, what about you? What was your why? To give people an example, maybe they're trying to get clarity. What would help them? What was your why?
Yeah, well, beautiful share, Nicole. Thank you. You definitely live it to lead it, so I appreciate you. My why comes from a void, and I believe a lot of voids could be turned into a purpose. So to make, usually it's a longer share, but I lost my father back in 2014 through a lifestyle disease, diabetes, right? And back then, I didn't understand the disease. And it was a 9 months of him being bedridden from a stroke from his diabetes. And it was a very difficult time in my life. And once my father passed away, I wanted to understand what happened to him. Why are so many people diagnosed with diabetes, losing their life, including my father? So over the years, I started to study even more health and fitness and nutrition and the science of health. And I came across information that would have saved my dad's life. And I realized that I was given that mountain so I could show the world that this mountain can be moved. So I understand that it is my duty, my responsibility, my obligation to share this message of health and nutrition, and including mindset, with the world. And if I don't, I'm selfish. It's a selfish thing to do. And if I don't do that, so I know that this information is transformational. I know it can make a big difference in the world, and that's what gives me stamina, because it would have saved my dad's life. So I want to be able to not let that situation happen to anybody else, and that is why I do what I do.
That's pretty amazing. Wow, that's powerful. And I think that's something that people need to hear, is that sometimes people are starting in a desperation or a really hard spot. They're starting from pain. And I feel like sometimes pain can be the foundation of something great, because it's something that leaves a mark in it and it drives you. It's like, I'm starting out of pain, or I'm starting out of loss, and now I want to help other people. I mean, we see amazing foundations even created. You know, the first one that comes to my mind is like the Michael J. Fox Foundation for like Parkinson's, like came birthed out of like, I have Parkinson's at a young age. This is a scary disease. I want to help change that. And I think that sometimes we don't want to discount pain. You know, it's actually can be such a gift and a motivator to really see us through for our next, you know, months, years to come. And I think that's really powerful, Ben. That's a really powerful why. I want to transition a little bit and talk a little bit about where your channels are now. What are some of the things you guys are excited about coming up? What are some things that are like, either you're like kind of just excited about a new program you're launching, or something that you've seen some new success in? I'd love to hear first from you, Ben. What are some new things coming up that you're working on that you're really excited about for your channel?
Well, I have a lofty goal to get to have 1 million subscribers before the year's up. So I'm excited about that. And you know what? Setting these big goals, it's really not about hitting the goal. My favorite definition of success comes from Earl Nightingale. And he said, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So an ideal is an idea that you fall in love with. I'm in love with getting 1 million subscribers and getting this information to 1 million people. So as long as I'm every single day pursuing that goal, I am successful. So whatever your goal is, whatever goal you fall in love with, as long as you're pursuing that goal, you are successful. It is not until you quit that you are unsuccessful. So stumbling blocks are just stepping stones. So for me, that's a big goal. And if I get to 700,000, I'm happy, because I'm going to still every single day pursue that goal. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the podcast. We were talking before this. I'm excited about vMix, because I just rolled it out, and I'm going to do some cool things with vMix and set my live stream to a new level. And then also just learn the stuff that you're teaching. I know you guys get new data all the time, and I'm going to absorb that data and apply it. So I'm excited about the new data that will come my way from you all.
That's amazing. That's an amazing goal. That's pretty cool. Nicole, you mentioned a little bit earlier about some book stuff going on. What are some new things on your horizon? What are you excited about with your channel?
Well, I have to say, Finn, that's amazing. I need to step my goal up, because I was like, oh, 100,000 by the end of the year. Yes, okay. But I love what Ben said, because it goes back to just like, he wants 1 million subscribers by the end of the year. And what matters is, who's the person who has 1 million subscribers at the end of the year? And is he walking in consistency with that person? Is he showing up as that person? It's a lot of energy, right? So I think that that's beautiful. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about these potential opportunities with books and partnering. I'm really excited about coaching entrepreneur mamas. Because I've listened to Ben's story, everyone has an amazing story and a gift to bring to this world. And sometimes it's our community, our coaches, our mentors really help us break through to that next level. And so each of us has a voice in which the people resonate with, right? Like, that's why it's like, so what that it's been done before? Only you can say it the way you can say it. And some people will hear it only from you. It will land differently for them. And so it's just this beautiful opportunity that we have to help others bring their vision and their goals to life. I'm also going to be launching a mastermind soon. So I'm super pumped on that. And yeah, just launched the nursing program and a whole package for new moms. So just a lot of new courses and containers in which people can work with me that I'm super fired up about. And then also just content. I'm sort of going to be shifting some of the content that's on my channel to reflect this evolution. And I'm really excited to experiment with that and see where that goes.
That's amazing. You guys are so inspirational, not even just to like the people watching. I know for us at Think Media, there's a few names, and you guys are definitely in these names that we throw around once in a while. Look what they're doing. That's so cool. That inspires us. Oh my gosh, that was such a smart idea you guys did with your video. Like, we got to think that through. And we literally look at people like you guys and we're re-inspired by it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we're seen as the people teaching people, but it's funny, and you guys might be able to agree with this, the people that you're helping sometimes end up being the ones that re-inspire you and give you fresh vision and fresh ideas and things to really, to really take hold of and really take advantage of. And so as we're kind of summing up here, I kind of want to give one last, I know we kind of walked through a little bit if you were early on where you were starting, but if you were to give like just one bit of motivation, maybe a couple sentences or a few sentences of motivation for people coming out of the 7-day challenge, because an event like this can be really exciting and you get really, really charged up, really excited and full of like steam, full of vision. What would be your tips or your tip for them as coming out of the backside of this challenge, how they can continue to see longevity over the long haul? And we'll start with Ben.
Yes. I would say to throw your hat over the fence and you got to go get it. So what does that mean? Make a commitment to what you want to do. Maybe you're going to come out of the 7-day challenge and you're inspired to release one video with the framework every single week for the next 12 months. Make a big commitment to yourself. Throw that hat over the fence. Have somebody hold you accountable and just keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. You know, you're going to have opportunities to get coaching on this. You're going to have opportunities to have that shortcut to success. And I recommend taking advantage of it. You know, it's one of the best investments you can make. YouTube is where it's at. So throw your hat over the fence, make that strong commitment, have somebody hold you accountable, and just keep chipping away at that goal.
That's amazing. Throw the hat over the fence. I love that analogy. I'm like, yeah, when you throw a hat over the fence, there's no turning back if you have to go get the hat. That's amazing. Nicole, what would be your advice to somebody coming out of the back end of this challenge?
I would say, Have faith in your vision and your why. If it came to you, there's a reason. And while the journey might not always be easy, there's a reason why you were given that vision. And being able to grow and show up time and time again will bear fruit. And even if the views or the subscribers aren't where you want them to be, I always say to people, you never know who is watching your video. It doesn't matter that maybe a video only has 100 views or 50 views. One person viewing that video could change the trajectory of your life, could be the person who opens so many doors unexpectedly for you. So just trusting your vision, trust in what has been given to you and your capability to see it through.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview that Tony did with Nicole and Ben, and I'll make sure to link up all of their information in the show notes for you. But this actual interview came from our recent 7-day YouTube Influence Challenge. We have another one coming up right around the corner, and I want to make sure you get registered for it. So you can go to tubeinfluence.com right now to get all of the details on this free challenge where you can learn how to start or grow your YouTube channel right now. You know, the economy is changing. Things are changing. Business owners need to learn how to pivot online. And we'll be teaching you how to dominate on YouTube with this 7-day free YouTube Influence Challenge. So make sure you get registered at tubeinfluence.com. And that leads us into the review of the day. You can rate and review this podcast over on iTunes, and it really helps us to learn what you're loving about the podcast, what we can change about the podcast, but also it helps iTunes show this to more people. So here is your review of the day. It comes from Alex G, and Alex says, "You guys blow my mind every time I consume any of your content. This is by far the best podcast I've ever subscribed to. I really love every one of you, and thank you so much for your mission." Well, Alex, thank you so much for recognizing that this is a team effort. Just like you saw in this episode, I'm here, Sean's here, Tony's here. The Think team is here, and we are for you. So thank you so much for leaving that review over on iTunes. And make sure to subscribe if you're listening over on YouTube, and we'll catch you in the next episode.